attention, everyone. 5, 4, 3, 2. It's the Sports Fanatics with Chris Williams and Ross Peterson. This is Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Sports Fanatics here on your Wednesday. I'm Chris Williams, joined by Ross Peterson and Andrew Downs. Going to fire things up with some college football conversation, some fairly relevant conversation for the month of May, Ross.
May is not exactly a hot topic for college football, but this is something that has at least been kicked around a lot the last couple of weeks. Not even weeks, man. Months since the championship week of college football, people have been talking about what happened with the Big 12 at the end of the college football season. At one point in time, you have a great article on Cyclone Fanatic today. At one
Thank
point
you.
In time, it looked like the Big 12 might even get two teams into that Final Four playoff, and a very plausible scenario if Florida State would have dropped a couple of those close games.
Even
just
one of them.
I think if Ohio State probably doesn't just murder Wisconsin in that Big Ten title game, you're at least getting one in if that doesn't happen. And you actually had the outside chance of getting two in. But you've got guys like me on the other side of the ledger who look at it and go, man, if you just would have had that title game, one of those teams is guaranteed to be in. You're going to get in before Ohio State, I think, is probably the one that would be out in that scenario because Florida State didn't lose. So it's been a fun topic. It's been a fun conversation to kind of kick around and maybe some resolution to it, at least for a short period here, right? Because some big meetings happening.
Yeah, the Big 12 spring meetings are going on in Phoenix.
I didn't even know.
Places.
I mean, you know, I can't remember the last time I thought about the Big 12 spring meetings. You know what I mean?
I geek out on stuff
but
like this.
But this is something, like, this is actually a topic we've covered this 10 times in the 2 months we've been on the air. At least we've had this conversation.
Yeah.
And to know that there's at least been some movement is kind of good.
And it's going to the conversation's going to keep going, because what the Big 12 has decided to do is not go forward with that championship game. Now, I also think it's important to note, Ross, that they're gonna push for the NCAA to allow it. I think just so they have that the opening, just in case you know they would get shut out next year and the year after.
Oh, I see. They're not closing the idea to ever doing it. This is just
The way I would describe what's going on is they're cautiously proceeding
with the status quo,
with the way that they have it right now, because there's really no data out there to prove what the way they're doing it is wrong, because they've only had 1 year.
Right.
So I think they're just going to go forward and see what happens. Want to welcome to the Grip Tight Foundation Repair Hotline David Ubben. He is from Fox Sports Southwest. David has covered the Big 12 for a really – how long have you been covering the Big 12, David? It's got to be at least a decade, right?
Not quite that, I guess. I guess if you want to count, being a beat writer for Missouri and OU, I guess it would be
– Oh, that counts.
Almost, yeah, I guess, let's see, what's this, 2015? I guess like 7 or 8 years, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's good to have you on the show, man. We really appreciate your time. Let's start with everything – that's going on in Phoenix. I want to give you some credit. It was last week. Boolsby comes out after his meeting with the playoff committee, and it looked like the Big 12 was going to pursue a championship game. You were one of the first national guys I saw to come out and say, hey, back up. This might be a mistake, and it looks like – well, and I was shocked when Boolsby comes out of the Big 12 meetings last night, takes kind of a what appeared to be a 180 just by reading his quotes, and it looks like the Big 12 is going to not proceed with the championship game for the time being. Well, I guess walk us through your opinion on this. What should the Big 12 do in your mind?
Well, they're making the right call. I touched on it, you know, as soon as TCU and Baylor were eliminated, it was obvious that at some level of change coming to the Big 12. And it needed some. I think today changing the tiebreaker rules is a solid move. I think when, you know, the Big 12, you know, has put so much emphasis on the whole one true champion thing, and while it didn't really matter to the committee, if the two separate committee members tell me that, it was a PR embarrassment for the Big 12.
Yeah.
So clarifying that rule is good. I think getting that deregulation through so the Big 12 has that power in its hands if it wants to have a championship game is a wise move. But there's no question that if you're going to go ahead and have a championship game, that it's an overreaction based on 1 year, when so much of the data, you know, going through conference championship games and going through what it's done to leagues across the country and what it does every year and what it's done to the Big 12, you know, it's silly. There's so much focus on what Ohio State did in its championship game, and no one, you know, even when you're talking about 1 year, no one's talking about the fact that Florida State and Oregon and Alabama would have loved to skip their championship game, you know, and that's, you know, and not to mention the whole 59-point win is, you know, the second biggest margin of victory in the history of college football's Power 5 championship games. So it just last year was such an anomaly and sort of a perfect storm for TCU and Baylor to get shut out, but no question that holding off on this is the right move.
David, I want to look forward to another thing that we agree on, and now that the Big 12 is going to stay status quo with what it did last year, I'm with you, man. I feel like, and there's a lot of Northern Iowa fans out there that probably aren't going to like this, but I think there's a need to eliminate FCF schools from the schedules, and the reason being the Big 12 got killed, rightfully so, and they're going to in 2015 as well. When you look at non-conference schedules like what Baylor has coming up, it's embarrassing. The league has to do something about it. I mean, I think the one way you can start is either require that you play a Power 5 school, which locally here Iowa State does every year with the University of Iowa. Iowa State's already ahead. Or eliminate those FCS schools because you're going to see the Big Ten do that. Big Ten's going to 9 games. I mean, my biggest deal, man, is I want to see everybody get on as even as a playing field as possible so that it's easier come December for that committee to make some sort of a decision.
Yeah, it is amazing. You know, looking at from a wide-angle lens, it is incredible how much variance there is. You know, the Big 12 doesn't play a championship game. The Pac-12 plays 9 conference games and has a championship game. The SEC with 8. And I mean, it's really insane. It's kind of like, you know, the example I like to use is, you know, what if the NFC decided, well, we're only going to play 14 games and the AFC kept playing 16?
Yeah.
It's very similar to college football. It's just kind of absurd, but the conferences act as autonomous bodies. And, you know, within the Big 12, you know, they're kind of letting their schools do the same thing. I would like to see both of those things happen. I think eliminating FCS games, though, is really sort of unrealistic. There's a lot of FCS programs in the state of Texas that the schools like to play. And I think, too, you know, I think from a very big picture, you know, if you start going banning those FCS games across the board in the Power 5, you know, you can really sort of open yourself up to some interesting things when you talk about, you know, that gap between, you know, the haves and the have-nots, the NCAA growing. And, you know, I'm not a law expert, but if you're, you know, making steps to eliminate those pay games and you're taking down some of those, you know, those $800,000 million paydays for some FCS schools that make up, you know, 25 to 50% of some of those schools' budgets for the entire year. You know, I wonder if you don't have a lawsuit coming down. I mean, the Big Ten is only one conference. I would like to see it because I hate watching those games, but when you get into the nitty-gritty of making it happen, I don't think so. I think mandating a Power 5, I think, would be more effective and much more realistic because, you know, people don't really want to see Baylor beat up on New Mexico. You know, I think replacing some of those FCS teams for, you know, low-level Mountain West teams, I think can only get you so far. That people want to see the big games. And if you play a big game a year, people will forgive that FCS game that 8 people watch.
David Ubben joins us on the Grip Tight Foundation Repair Hotline. David, in Chris's article today, he talks about one of the kind of cliches that's been bannered around, you know, you're taking the pie and you're dividing it 10 ways rather than 12. That's why schools like Iowa State get that bigger slice, and they like not having that championship game in the expanded conference. What does the math look like? If they did expand that and they had that championship game, how much money would the conference bring in just by adding that championship game?
Well, I've heard, you know, just having the championship game without expansion, you know, I've seen a handful of numbers around. I've seen $20 million thrown around. I've seen $10 million. As far as that game alone, it's really hard to tell because we don't have much to compare it to.
Do they have to, and David,
Big 12?
Do those things? Do they have to expand to justify that game? Because it doesn't seem like they have to if they're keeping the option open of having a title game this year. You don't have to expand.
There's a very short list of reasons to expand, and to have a championship game is nowhere near the list. I think the worst kept secret of the Big 12 is it would love to expand, but there's just not candidates out there. You know, Cincinnati and Louisville you know, make the most sense. But even those are sort of fringe programs. You're going to have to bring in, you know, you're going to have to promise you're going to bring $20-25 million to the pot every single year. And that's, there's not very many schools that provide that. You know, BYU is probably the best case, but they provide some logistical issues. You know, when you talk about some of those minor sports, the playing on Sunday thing, for teams in the conference can offer some difficulties. And then you talk about their television deal with ESPN, independent as a school. Now, the Big 12 already has to jump through enough hoops with the Longhorn Network's existence. They don't need to add BYU into that, and it's an opportunity for conflict. And the Big 12 right now, you know, has been competitive. You know, it's been a balanced league, and the conference has pretty much been counting money. You know, since going to a 10-member format and getting their new television deal, that's competitive with all the Power 5 schools. Big 12, you know, it kind of fluctuates from year to year, and this is the first year that TCU and West Virginia will be getting full shares of their revenue. But, you know, the Big 12 is right there with the SEC and the Big 10 and the Pac-12. That sort of fluctuates from year to year, but it's not a significant difference per team. You're talking about a difference of $2 million or so per team. And when you're talking about $24 million versus $22 million, that's not a lot. The Big 12 just expansion does not make sense for it. If there were a truly slam dunk candidate out there, the Big 12 would have already expanded.
Yeah, and I was told today, David, by a pretty good source in my mind, that if the Big 12 were to expand with some of those candidates out there, let's say they grew it by two, you're looking at a $3 to $6 million cut per school. Compared to what they're making right now, just because, I mean, I think it's hard for a lot of people to realize that if you add Cincinnati, that means this television partners have to put 9 Cincinnati games on, which they don't really seem interested in at this point. So, okay, so where are we at now, David? I mean, do you see they got the tiebreaker figured out? They're going to keep the championship the way that it is. Is there anything else that you expect to come out of Phoenix this week?
No, I think there'll still be some dialogue on the title game, but I think, you know, that you're probably going to see something made official when the presidents get involved. The presidents and ADs will meet in Irving later this month. I'll be there for that. And the Big 12, in its infinite wisdom, decided to schedule that at the Four Seasons the same week of the Byron Nelson. That's going to be a zoo. But, you know, I think that's where you're going to see some of the official decisions made, but... Yeah, I think the big things are sort of you know, settled and not really up in the air. I think the tiebreaker getting some clarity there is good for the Big 12, and I don't think they're going to completely rule out the championship game. I would still put it at about a 20% chance that it happens, you know, you got to still push for deregulation because you want to have that if you decide that you need it. There's no reason not to.
Yeah.
And so the Big 12 will pursue that, and I think you'll hear officially on that sometime around the early fall is what I've been told. But that's, you know, there's not a lot of drama there. That's going to be granted to the Big 12 and the ACC, who filed jointly to the NCAA. So that's pretty much it. I think, you know, with this thing not officially settled, but settled, it should be a pretty quiet offseason for the Big 12.
David, thanks for your time, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
we'll keep
David.
In touch, all right, man?
No problem, thanks.
All right, David Ubbin there from Fox Sports Southwest. Yeah, so the deal is, just for clarification for our listeners, they're going to, right now the NCAA does not allow a 10-school conference to play a championship game. What the Big 12 wants to do, Ross, is they want the NCAA to eliminate that rule so that if in the future, let's say they get snubbed again or something happens this year and then they change their mind and they go, okay, enough's enough. This is now becoming a trend. It's not just it's not just a one-time deal like it is at this point. Then we are going to move forward and we are going to have a championship game. And the financial thing, that's a really good question that you asked about the finances with it. They don't really know. They eliminated the championship game with their new television contract, and they didn't lose anything. In fact, they got a larger contract. At this point, they don't know. You know, they would have to renegotiate with the television deal. That's where all the money comes.
I don't think anything changes. I mean, let's play this out. I think next year you don't have the scenario play out the way it did this year for the Big 12. I think the Big 12, whoever it is that is that, quote, one true champion, walks into that 4-team playoff, and then the Big 12 gets to puff their chest out and go, see, we were right all along. This all worked out wonderfully. We're geniuses. When I feel like I feel like this has the party lines have been drawn on this matter. If you are an Iowa State or a fan of a Big 12 school, you have become a conference fan, and you are now towing that party line of, yep, the conference is doing the right thing. I think this conversation is going to be kind of interesting in 3 or 4 years if and when the Big 12 decides to change their mind, how guys like David Ubbins spin that and turn around and go, oh, yeah, this is a great move for the Big 12. It was brilliant what they did all along, but now they're finally they're doing the right move by stepping into the next generation at the right time. Here's what really happened. They didn't move fast enough on what they wanted to move on. When they wanted to expand that conference, Texas tried to play their cards too heavy. Things got screwed up, and the Big 12 got left out in the cold. And the Big 12 was then left with teams like BYU and Cincinnati to try to add to their conference, and they went, screw that. There's no value in adding those schools. So let's stick to 10, and let's circle the wagons. And let's convince ourselves and convince everybody else that we actually planned this out, and this is the way that we wanted it to work, and this is actually the better move for us. That's how I see it.
They're still making money, though.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely. They're making a ton of money.
That's the whole deal. Like you're right. They were playing defense for a really long time because they were the ones being poached.
Absolutely.
It was hard for them to get into fifth gear and
when teams are leaving.
It was hard for them to be the aggressor at that point in time. And I think what you're looking at now is you look at it, what's the best case scenario for the league? And that was the deal. That's what I wrote last night before I really had too much of an opportunity to dig.
I was hoping to say too much to drink.
Into the topic was, at this point, like from a fan standpoint, I really do, this isn't always the case, but I really do think it's best just to trust the suits.
At this point, you almost have to.
Yeah, because these guys, I mean, their job is to make as much money as possible. They're going to do what they believe is best.
And don't twist what I'm saying here. I'm trying to be a little bit critical of the Big 12 here, but at the same time, the very first line I said, nothing's going to change because the Big 12 is in a good position. Why? Because they have great football teams. This is going to be a moot point, I think, in about a year. Because next year, you're not going to have an ACC team that's undefeated and defending national champions. And so that will be a waste of a league, I think. And you're going to have those. Well, let's see what happens with the Big 10. I shouldn't talk too soon. I think the Big 12 is not going to have a problem getting a team into that final.
No, they're not. Every year, somebody's going to get left out. And last year, the Big 12 would have gotten two programs that would have been left out. And then what would the conversation be like?
If the dominoes hadn't fallen exactly the way they fell, you would have got at least one team in for sure, possibly two.
Imagine the conversation nationally.
Right.
Had the Big 12 gotten two programs in.
It would
without a championship game. Then it's not fair.
Unfair.
They're only playing 12
exactly.
games.
How unfair is it that Ohio State had to play Wisconsin?
So, like Jeff Long of the committee says, 13th game does matter, but it can also work against you, is the way I look at it. I mean, it absolutely, unequivocally helped Ohio State last year.
Right.
It got them into the college football playoff. But you've seen four times throughout Big 12 championship game history where
during the
BCS era where it has kept the Big 12 school out of the BCS championship game. That's going to happen again. There are going to be upsets in these championship games. And it all comes back to my only hard opinion on all of this, Ross, is that in an ideal world, we got to get all these schools on the same playing field.
All conferences on the same playing field, right.
I mean, because we've talked about this on this program a lot. The fact that some leagues are playing four non-con games, some are playing three, some play 13 games with a championship game. Some play 12. I mean, it's real. You're making life a lot more difficult on this committee to find the four best programs than it has to be.
Some stuff has blown up on Twitter here.
What's that?
Does David apparently hate Ames?
No. I'll be real honest about that whole deal. Iowa State fans, there's a portion of them that don't like David. He used to be the blogger at ESPN.com, Big 12. You know, they have bloggers for all the conferences.
So he started out with Oklahoma, he said, right? And so then he went to ESPN.
He covered Missouri. He was in Columbia. Then he was in Norman working for the...
But while he was with ESPN, he made some enemies or what?
When he was at ESPN, he went on these game trips. Apparently he never saw a game in Ames. Mm. Iowa State fans got a little surly with him. I mean, just win more games. He probably would have been here. I hate to put it that way, but...
Oh, so he's still...
Apparently, he's never been to a game in Ames.
Okay.
But...
That's why it's pitched as a hatred. Okay, I can...
I mean...
Yeah, they didn't send him to Ames for obvious reasons,
I know,
right?
David, and even like the comment you made about David Spinn, trust me, dude, this guy has no reason to spin for the Big 12. I mean, he's just been
and
in the league.
That's why
he's
see, covered the league. Sometimes I say things that come off as mean, and I don't mean
yeah, that
to
came
be,
off as you calling him a shill.
No, not at all. Okay. What I mean by that is when that time comes, it will be interesting to go back and recall these conversations because I can bet you, I would bet you, and call it. Maybe I am calling him a shill. That at that point the tone will change and it will turn into because the tone at the beginning of
well,
that the tone at the beginning of that interview is almost like. These guys that have conference championships, they're all idiots. They haven't figured out the game that we have.
That's the tone
that comes from some of this. So it'll be interesting if and when they decide to change their mind, if guys like that are standing up and screaming and going, wait a minute, you're shooting cash cow.
It comes down to circumstances, though. I mean, at that point, if you're a 14-team league, it makes more sense. If you're a 12-team league, it makes sense. If things change.
Right, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think that, again, when you look at this conference, the way it's set up, how the television money is allocated, all that stuff, right now the way they're doing it makes the most sense. But again, Ross, if in 4 years, like you're talking about, let's say we've had 4 years.
So let's go ahead. Let's do
okay.
1 year.
Okay.
Things can
one
change.
1 year, the same thing happens again. And then all of a sudden, this is not a...
Now we've got a trend.
This is a trend.
Right.
So then, I mean, yeah, absolutely. I would say let's call for some things change.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not – time doesn't just stand still. Let's say in 5 years the Big 12 has been shut out 4 times and it's clear not having a championship game is killing them. Absolutely, I'm going to be standing here saying, hey,
move.
Get a championship game. Personally, as I've said numerous times on this show, I'd like to see a championship game now because I want to see everybody playing 13 games. I want to see the best teams playing 13 games. If that's good, that or everybody play 12. I don't really care.
Apparently, we've upset everybody because we didn't ask David Ubben about hate names, why he has such a strong hatred for the city of Ames. I think it's the water. I'm assuming it's the water.
It's delicious. Why would he hate Ames? Have you ever had Ames water?
I'm sure I have.
Ice cold glass of Ames water?
Oh, that's what you use it for drinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fun. I'm excited. I always like to talk college football. Relevant college football, even if it is in May.
That's a topical thing. First of all, the story is breaking today.
Right now.
Right now as we're talking. And it's something we've been talking about. That's a good get. David's a good one.
He is a good one.
And despite the fact that he hates Ames and our listeners seem to hate him, we're going to have him on again sometime.
We will have him on again sometime. Maybe when we're down in Dallas. Are you going to go with me to the Big 12 Media Days this year?
I would love that. I know that Scott Knock has mentioned that a couple times for us about trying to work it out.
They're trying to get me to Chicago to
that's
cover
what
the
I
Hawks.
Heard. See, that's where this all kind of started. Like, can we get Chris down there? It's like, well, we could send both of them to both.
What do you think Kirk would say? Kirk doesn't know who I am.
I think Kirk would say, question in front.
Who's that guy?
Question in front.
Who's the fat guy in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shirt? All right, we got a lot to get to today. It's going to be a fun show.
Your hairy belly sticks out from underneath it.
I'm just going to let it pop out. I'm going to wear really tight jeans and just let the belly stick out. No belt. Bulls, Cavs tonight. Bryce Harper hit 3 home runs today.
One of them, I shouldn't say one of them. 2 of them were moonshots.
I haven't seen any of them.
One was like 442 feet, something like that. Killing them.
Lots to get to today. Sports Fanatics here until 6:20 on 1460 KXNO.